Go ahead, guys. Go ahead.
Morning.
Hi.
Are you awake?
This hurts. I should be.
Was that your badge?
Sitting. Yeah.
Are you guys shooting right now, aren't you?
What?
You're shooting right now, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Just a few stages over on 16.
So what do you see for this new season? And congratulations on the third.
Thank you. The new season, I think, you know, season two leaves off with Chloe more or less thinking she's finally going to get more out of Lucifer. Maybe he'll reveal who he really is. He promises her that he'll share more with her. And then yet again, she's kind of let down by feeling that he trusts her, but not really, and lets her in, but not really. And so this season, we start off with Chloe really frustrated, feeling like he won't let her in. And she's like, you know what, fine. Who am I? Who is Chloe on her own? What am I without Lucifer? He helps so much. You know, Lucifer brings to the table so much. His mojo, he can get the truth out of people. Mm-hmm. Chloe doesn't know that that's necessarily otherworldly powers, but she just thinks, wow, you know, almost how you'd look at a psychic. Like, wow, this guy's really great. So I think she's trying to go, okay, put all that aside. What kind of detective and what kind of person was I before he came along? And let me get back to those roots. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where season three starts off. And I think we're kind of in that phase, and we have a love interest coming in for Chloe, and then at the end, I'm not really sure. They're being very mysterious. I'm not usually one to ask what's going to happen anyhow, but I've heard that there's going to be some big surprises at the end of season three, so, which we haven't read yet, obviously.
You guys do a lot of on-location stuff in Los Angeles, and here I'm looking, this is a very impressive stage.
Yeah.
How does the schedule work for you, and what do you prefer? Do you prefer to be out in the open air, or do you like the stage environment?
That's a good question. Yeah. We are, I'd say, almost 50-50. We work on stage quite a bit. The Precinct is on stage. Lux is on stage. Lucifer's penthouse. Chloe's house. So a lot of that just means that we have to be inside anyhow. But now that we're back in L.A., you know, season one and two were Vancouver, which is always raining, always gray. And so it almost forced us inside. So now that we're here, I think, you know, they spent all this money to move us. They want to show the people that we really are in LA and not just faking it. So we are out quite a bit. I mean, we did a horse ranch out past Magic Mountain. We've done deep Malibu, like County Line. We've done Santa Monica Pier again this year, Hollywood Hills. They're really trying to show that we're here because it was a very, you know, dark and rainy atmosphere in Vancouver, which didn't work for the exteriors, but was great for the mood of Lucifer, you know? So I think we're trying to keep that mood, but also show, you know, it's a story about a guy who's like, has everything and lives in LA and beautiful women. So we're trying to show that more this season. But, what do I like better?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I have a skin disorder that I was born with, or I guess it kind of cropped up when I was like in my mid-20s, but it's called melasma. Uh-huh. So when I go in the sun, if I get too much sun, it looks like there's dirt on my face. And it's fine, you know, if you wear hats and sunscreen. So that part of being outside isn't great because it's just, I have to use these special creams and it can be like a real pain in the ass, a nightmare. But when we're inside, we use all of this fake set smoke to make it look, you can't tell on TV, but it gives it just this veneer that's really pretty, but you're breathing that all day long. So So it's like maybe I'll take the dirty face over the lung, the hacking, yeah, coal miner's lung. But yeah, I like both, you know, it's fun, yeah.
So what have you seen then over the seasons and now with season three, the development of your character? I've seen a lot of growth. Do you have a lot of input into what the character is going to be like in as you go into each season?
No, you know, I don't really. But I think partly that's my fault. I work so hard on this character. It's a really demanding role, oddly, because even on paper, I never really thought it would be. But you know, I work a lot, and then I have procedural stuff, which for me is not easy to memorize. It's just anything that comes from the gut or the heart or the soul, I've just always been lucky. I can just look at it. If my heart connects to it, it's pretty much a no-brainer as far as the words go. It's there in my head. But with procedural dialogue, I just have the hardest time with it because, you know, it's just facts. There's no real emotional connection to it. But a lot of that is my job. So that I've tried to get better at. It's hard for me to struggle with that. But I feel like I'm always studying and working so hard. I, like, never get around to, like, I know some of the actors who work a little less. They're, like, in the writer's room, like, talking about what they want to do. I'm like, I wish I had the fucking time to do that, you know? But, like, I do, you know, every once in a while I'll, like, try to tweak a scene or whatever. But I just try and, like, stay afloat with the dialogue and the workload, you know?
Last year, one of my kind of favorite burgeoning things was the friendship between Maze and your character. Could you talk a little bit about sort of that, how that, working with Leslie and doing all that, and then any other character that you have had a lot of scenes with that you would like to...
Another character that I have not had?
Yes.
Yeah, working... You know, the Maze scenes are fun. I think the audience really likes seeing sort of how she's so primal. Like, a lot of her beats are very primal. So, like, mixed with Chloe, who's just, like, so by the book and so just, like, trying to do the right thing. And, like, Maze has, like, you know, like, a sex toy in one hand and, like, a samurai sword in the other. It's just inherently, it's funny stuff. So those scenes are always fun. And Maze is such a badass. I'm hoping that she... you know, she's been on maternity leave. She had a baby, what was it, maybe two months ago. So she hasn't worked much this season at all, but we're hoping to get her back because the fans love her. She fucking kills it. She's great. And then who would I like to work more with? That's a good question. You know, I rarely have scenes with Rachel Harris, Dr. Linda. Would love, I mean, her little time is eaten up a lot with Lucifer, which makes sense, and then her and Maze have become really close friends. I don't know if that, how much of that was in this end of season two, I can't quite remember, but they're like best friends now.
Oh, you must have been great, sorry.
I was like, who the fuck is this massive giant just staring at me? Hey, and there's Tom Welling. Oh, was I supposed to answer that question with Tom Welling? But I work a lot with him now, so. They said, who would I like to work more with? Definitely not Tom Welling. Jesus.
I hear you.
You're like, it's mutual. Yeah, I just love working with Rachel. I mean, I think the hardest I've ever laughed ever since I've been doing this, since I was 20, was when we shot the pilot, and it was Lucifer and I doing the Dr. Linda scene. And I like, you know when you laugh so hard, like, you lose it? Like, usually at parties, never at work, right? Or, like, whatever. But I was laughing so hard, I couldn't even look at her. And I just, on her coverage, which the camera isn't seeing me, I literally was like this. And I just said, I'm so sorry. I've never been so unprofessional. I'm just going to stare at the floor. I don't know what to do. You're too funny at it. I can't keep it up. So I would say Dr. Linda.
What can audiences expect to see with Chloe this season? What can you tell us about that?
I don't see much difference so far that I've shot. We're shooting episode 6. I think it's, like, heavy on the procedure thus far this season. You know, there's really nowhere to go yet with my character in terms of the otherworldly aspect. I'm one of the only human characters. I don't know if that's at some point going to change. Right. But, you know, it's like... While the other characters are kind of off having that, like, I have to stay here to keep it locked down and keep it grounded. So it's much of that. I mean, the big thing would be Chloe's never had a date. Chloe, I guess Lucifer and Chloe kissed, well, in her dream on the couch that one time. In her dream. And then on the beach. So him... Tom Welling comes in as the Lieutenant Pierce, and from what I hear, we haven't seen those scripts or gone there yet, but we're just getting to know each other at work. She gets really nervous around him. She gets, like, flustered, which is cute because you never see Chloe like that. like today we have a scene where he has a shirt off and I'm like walking through the precinct and I'm like totally lose my mind, like high school style, like and then I think they're gonna take us down that road, and so you'll see Chloe like probably have her first like, you know, love
interest,
yeah, her steamy love moments for the first time.
And what are you doing when you have some downtime on set, like when you're just hanging out in between scenes?
I don't have downtime. But like what I do love about this, different from Vancouver, is we bike to, like, from my trailer I biked here, and from my trailer I'll bike to where the precinct is on 16. And I swear to you, I get such joy, even though it's like a 2-minute ride. I fucking love being on a bike. It's just like a nice little, like, gets the heart going, and I'm going around the stage like a wave. I've made friends on other stages, on other shows. That for me is great, you know, rather than just sitting indoors all day. But usually if I have any time, I have so much dialogue that, like, for instance, I'll just run either my scenes for the next day. Anytime I have downtime, I'm reading going over the next scene, or the next day, or like today, this morning, I went over. We start episode 7 Friday, so I was like looking at that stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then if I'm not doing that, I'm lots of times on Amazon Prime. Okay.
Thank you.
I have a huge Amazon Prime.
Lauren upstairs. Now we're going to bring Tom Welling down.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.